All right, diving into chapter 3 of Stephen Scott's guide, using AI for network marketing, focusing on automation, which seems like a total game changer for, you know, anyone in this kind of business.
You got it.
It's a lot to juggle.
It is. It really is. And this chapter zeroes in on how AI can free up so much of your time.
Okay.
And honestly, just make your marketing smarter.
Yeah.
Not working harder, working smarter.
So smarter, not harder.
Exactly.
Okay, so break it down for me.
Yeah.
Chapter kicks off with marketing automation.
Okay.
But it feels like it's going way beyond, like just scheduling posts, you know?
Totally. It's like AI is stepping in as your, like, personal marketing assistant.
Right.
Think about it. Mm. Traditionally, you'd have to, like, manually send emails, post on social media, track leads. Oh. It's a ton of work.
Yeah.
And as your network grows, it gets impossible to do it all well.
It's that wall, right?
Yes.
You hit that wall.
Exactly.
You know you should be doing all this,
right?
But it's just too much.
And that's where AI steps in. And it's not about replacing you.
Right.
It's about amplifying what you do.
Okay.
So for example, this chapter dives deep into email automation.
Okay.
But this isn't like your grandpa's batch and blast email.
We batch and blast? What's that?
Oh, no worries.
I feel like I might be doing that.
It's super common.
Okay.
It basically means sending the same email to your whole list. Everybody.
Gotcha.
But AI lets you get much more targeted and personalized.
Okay.
Imagine sending emails that, like, really speak to each person.
Okay.
Even if you have thousands of people on your list.
That sounds kind of magical. How does AI do that?
Well, think about the data you already have.
Okay.
About your audience.
Mm.
What have they bought before? What content are they clicking on?
Right.
AI can analyze all that and automatically segment your list
into, like, groups.
Yeah, based on shared interests or behavior.
So instead of one giant email, you're sending smaller, more targeted ones.
Smaller, targeted.
To the right people.
That's it.
That's brilliant.
And it goes even deeper. The chapter talks about dynamic content.
Dynamic content.
Where the email actually changes based on who it's going to.
Whoa, okay, hold on.
So, example.
Yeah.
Someone interested in product A, they see a different message than someone who's into product B.
Okay, that's next level.
Right.
But how does AI know when to send these emails?
Oh, good point.
Because I've gotten those 2 a.m. emails.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just, like, the worst.
So annoying.
Yes.
That's where send time optimization comes in.
Oh, time optimization.
AI looks at each person's email habits.
Oh, interesting.
When do they usually open emails?
Okay.
What days are they active?
Mm-hmm.
And uses that to predict the best time to send to them.
To each person.
To each person.
So it's like having a personal assistant.
It really is.
Who knows exactly when to reach out?
That's the idea.
That's amazing. Okay.
And that personalization, that's what increases your open rates and click-through rates.
You're going to get better results.
Exactly. Much better.
Okay. So email, that's one piece.
Right.
The chapter also talks about AI for social media automation. But I got to say, I'm a little skeptical there.
Oh, how come?
Social media feels like it needs to be more, like, human.
I hear you.
To really work.
No one wants a robot running their social media.
Right, exactly.
But think of AI as your strategist, not just a scheduling tool.
Yeah.
It can analyze what kind of content works best for your audience.
Okay.
Even suggest topics, hashtags.
And based on trends.
Based on what's trending, exactly.
Okay, so it's more like AI informing your strategy.
Yes.
Not taking over completely.
Exactly. Working smarter, not harder.
Right.
Remember sentiment analysis with email.
Yeah.
AI can do that for your brand on social media, too.
Oh, interesting.
Like, are people reacting positively or negatively?
So you're not guessing?
No more guessing.
You actually see the data?
Data-driven insights.
And then you can, like, adjust what you're doing based on that.
Exactly.
That's really interesting.
And you can even see what people are saying about your competitors.
Oh, that's smart.
Right?
So you spot opportunities or, like, address concerns before they blow up?
Exactly.
Okay, this is starting to sound less Skynet takes over.
Right.
And more like AI makes you a marketing superhero.
I like that. A superhero.
What else is in this Chapter 3 automation toolkit?
Well, one more that's super relevant for network marketing.
Okay.
And you've probably seen it yourself.
Mm.
Chatbots.
Oh, yeah. Those little pop-ups.
Yes.
On websites that ask if you need help.
Exactly.
I thought those were just for customer service, though.
Traditionally, yes.
Okay.
But AI-powered chatbots, they've gotten so much smarter.
Hmm.
The chapter really focuses on how they can qualify leads.
Wait, how can a chatbot do that?
I know, right?
I thought that was, like, a human thing.
It seems like it.
You get on a call, ask questions.
You'd think so. Yeah. But think about it. How many times have you answered the same basic questions from leads?
Oh, tons of times.
Like, what does your company even do?
Yeah.
What are the products like?
Especially in the beginning, it's like...
Right, it's repetitive.
Yeah, it's so much time on that.
And an AI chatbot can handle those early conversations.
Oh, interesting.
It can answer FAQs, give basic product info.
Okay.
Even walk them through a simple qualification process.
So you're not spending hours on that?
Hours and hours, no.
The chatbot does the initial screening.
Initial screening, exactly.
And then you focus on the leads who are really interested.
The ones who are ready to go.
That's smart.
And here's the best part.
Okay.
The chatbot's working 24/7.
Oh, wow.
So while you're sleeping, it's engaging with people, gathering info.
It never stops.
Never stops.
Okay, I'm liking this.
Right.
It's like having a tireless virtual assistant.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm kind of excited about this now.
Me too.
It feels like AI could do all that busy work.
The stuff you don't want to do.
And then you focus on the human side.
Yeah.
Like building those relationships, supporting your team.
That's the whole point.
Okay.
It's about using AI to be more effective.
So you can focus on what you're good at.
Exactly. Connecting with people.
Chapter 3 has even more in this automation toolkit, right?
It does. There's more to come.
Should we maybe pause here for now, though?
Yeah, good idea. We've covered a lot.
This is just the beginning.
It is.
So much more to explore in Chapter 3. Like how AI can help with lead scoring and lead nurturing.
Definitely.
More to come.
We'll dive into that next time. Stay tuned.
So we've seen how AI can change email and social media and even those first conversations with leads.
Right.
But Chapter 3 keeps going.
Oh, yeah.
There's more to this AI automation, right?
Absolutely. Remember how we talked about feeling overwhelmed?
Oh, yeah.
With all the things you have to do in network marketing?
It's a lot.
This next tool in Chapter 3 is all about prioritizing.
Okay.
It's called lead scoring.
Lead scoring. That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
But I don't really get it. Is it like giving each lead a grade based on how likely they are to buy?
You're on the right track.
Okay.
It's AI analyzing data about your leads and giving them a score that reflects their potential value.
So it's like a personal assistant saying, hey, this person's really interested. You should talk to them.
Exactly.
Okay, I like that.
Right.
But what data is the AI looking at?
Yeah.
Is it just who opens my emails?
It's way more than that.
Okay.
AI can look at things like website activity.
Like what?
What pages they visit, how long they stay on each page.
Okay.
Email engagement too. Are they opening, clicking links, forwarding?
So it's not just one action. It's their whole behavior.
It's the whole picture.
Okay.
And it can even look at social media activity, demographics, even their chatbot conversations.
Wow, that's a lot.
It's creating this whole picture of the lead. To see how likely they are to become a customer.
So you're not treating all leads the same?
No way.
You focus on the ones who are showing you they're interested.
The ones who are most likely to convert.
That saves so much time, especially when you're already juggling everything else.
Huge time saver.
Right.
And imagine having this VIP list.
A VIP list.
Automatically made for you.
Okay.
Highlighting those top leads.
So you know who to talk to first.
You know exactly where to focus.
Okay, yeah, that's amazing. It's like a secret weapon.
It is.
Helping you work smarter.
Smarter, not harder.
But even with those qualified leads, building relationships takes time.
Of course, you can't rush it.
You can't just jump into a sales pitch.
No. Building trust takes time.
Right.
And that's where the final piece comes in from Chapter 3.
Okay.
Lead nurturing.
Lead nurturing.
It's creating these automated touch points.
Okay.
That provide value, build that rapport, and ultimately move your leads closer to buying.
I'm listening, but I got to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm always a little worried about things that are too automated.
I get it.
I don't want my leads to feel like they're talking to a robot.
That's a valid concern.
Right.
But AI-powered lead nurturing, it's about creating personalized experiences.
Okay.
Not robotic interactions. Think of it like this.
Okay.
You're at a networking event.
Yeah.
You meet someone interested in your business.
Okay.
You wouldn't just launch into your sales pitch,
no,
right?
No, definitely not.
You'd get to know them.
Right. See if it's even a good fit.
Exactly. And that's the approach with lead nurturing.
So it's like a conversation.
It is. Using emails, messages, maybe chatbot interactions.
Over time.
To build that relationship.
Okay. So what would that actually look like?
Sure. Let's say someone downloads a free guide from your website.
Mm.
Your AI could trigger an automated email sequence.
Okay.
Welcoming them, giving them more value related to the guide.
So you're not selling right away.
No, you're giving them good information.
Becoming a resource for them.
Exactly. Establishing yourself as someone they can trust. And as they engage with your content, the AI can personalize things even more.
How so?
Like, if they click a link about a specific product,
yeah,
you can send them more info on that product. Or if they visit a certain page on your website, you can start a chatbot conversation about what they're looking at.
So it's like you're anticipating their needs,
right,
guiding them along, even though it's all automated.
That's the power of it.
Wow.
It lets you scale those personal interactions.
Which are so important.
Absolutely. That's how you build relationships and trust.
This is amazing. We've gone from batch and blast emails.
I know, right?
To AI personalization. And now these sophisticated lead nurturing systems.
It's a lot.
Chapter 3 is like an AI marketing masterclass.
It really is. And the best part is,
yeah,
these tools are becoming more and more accessible.
So you don't need to be like a tech genius.
No, not at all.
Or have tons of money to start using this stuff.
There are options for everyone, any budget.
So even if you're brand new to network marketing,
yeah,
you can start using these strategies and see results.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the key takeaways here.
What is it?
AI is leveling the playing field.
I like that.
It's giving everyone access to tools that used to be only for big companies.
That's encouraging.
It is.
For anyone feeling overwhelmed or intimidated by AI.
It shouldn't be intimidating.
It's not about replacing us. It's about making us better.
Empowering you. Exactly.
I think this is a good spot to pause.
Yeah, let's take a breath.
Let everyone process this.
Good idea.
Before we move on, though, I want to get your thoughts on the big picture.
Okay.
What's the main theme you're seeing come out of Chapter 3?
You know, as we've been talking about all these AI tools,
yeah,
what keeps coming back to me is trust.
Trust.
Think about any successful network marketer.
Mm.
They've built a reputation.
As someone trustworthy.
As a trusted advisor.
Right.
Someone who provides real value.
Someone you can rely on.
Someone you can rely on. Exactly.
It's not about pushing products.
No.
It's about being someone people come to for help.
And that's where AI can be so powerful.
Okay, I see.
Because all these tools are about understanding your audience better, providing more relevant info.
So it's tailored to them.
It is, making each interaction feel valuable.
Instead of just blasting everyone with the same message?
Generic messages that no one cares about.
Yeah.
With AI, you can tailor your approach.
Offer solutions that people actually need.
Exactly. And that personalized, helpful approach that builds trust.
It shows you actually care.
You're not just trying to make a quick buck.
You're in it for the long haul.
You want to help them succeed.
It's like AI is making word of mouth marketing scalable.
Oh, that's a good way to put it.
Because when people trust you,
yeah,
they recommend you to others.
They do.
AI can help create this ripple effect of trust.
I like that.
A ripple effect. Satisfied customers become your best advocates.
Exactly.
This has been incredible. We've covered so much.
I know, right?
But I feel like there's still more to unpack.
Oh, there is. We'll continue our deep dive the next segment.
More Chapter 3 insights to come.
So stay tuned.
So we've been talking about how AI can automate so much of network marketing.
Yeah.
Emails, social media, lead nurturing.
It's a lot.
It is. But as powerful as these tools are,
yeah,
is there a risk of like losing that personal touch?
That's a great question.
Because that's so important in this business, right?
Absolutely. And it's something Chapter 3 talks about directly.
Okay.
The book makes this point that AI, used the right way, can actually enhance the human element.
Not take away from it.
Not at all. It can make it better.
I'm curious, how does that work?
Well, think about the limitations,
okay,
of trying to do everything manually as your network grows.
Yeah.
It's almost impossible to give everyone that personal attention.
Right.
You're always playing catch up.
Yeah.
Answering the same questions over and over.
Writing generic messages.
Exactly.
I know that feeling.
It's like you're juggling 100 plates at once.
And something's going to drop.
Always about to crash.
Right.
AI can take those repetitive tasks off your plate.
Okay.
And that frees you up to focus on the human stuff.
The stuff that really matters.
Building those relationships.
Yeah.
Providing support, mentoring your team.
So instead of being stuck in the weeds.
Yeah.
You can actually show up for people.
You can be present.
Right.
Imagine this.
Okay.
You wake up and your AI has already analyzed your leads.
Okay.
Prioritized the best ones. Even drafted personalized messages for you.
No way, really.
You start your day knowing exactly what to do.
That sounds amazing.
Right.
No more scrambling. Yeah. No more feeling like you're letting people down.
You're on top of it.
You're proactive.
Exactly.
Strategic.
You're present.
And that builds trust.
It does.
Okay, this is changing my whole view of AI.
Mm.
It's not about replacing humans.
No.
It's about making us more human.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
It's about using these tools to be better at what we do.
To be more effective, more efficient.
And ultimately more successful.
That's the goal.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into chapter 3.
Okay.
What's one final thought you'd leave our listener with?
One thing to remember.
Yeah.
Chapter 3 gives you all these tools.
This amazing toolkit.
But the real magic.
Okay.
Is combining those tools with your insights and expertise.
Your human touch.
AI can give you a huge advantage.
But it's best when it's guided by you.
By your understanding of your audience, your market.
So it's not a replacement for our intelligence?
No way.
Our creativity.
It's about using it to amplify what you bring to the table.
To create even more value.
Exactly.
This has been so insightful.
It has.
Chapter 3 of Stephen Scott's book has given us so much to think about.
I know, right?
I'm feeling really inspired by all this.
Me too.
Thanks for guiding us through this deep dive.
It's been my pleasure.
And to our listener, I encourage you. Explore these ideas.
Experiment.
Yeah.
Learn. Adapt.
AI can really help you take your business to the next level.
Awesome. Until next time.
Keep diving deep.